The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now let's listen to Sheikh Salim Bimji.
And so for tonight, I've chosen a very brief hadith of the 8th Imam, but it has a lot of substance to it, and I think it will hopefully resonate with all of us, giving us all something to take away from the life of the 8th Imam. So the Imam says here that a believer would never be a believer until they have three qualities within themselves. He says, sunnat min rabbihi, wa sunnatun min nabiihi, wa sunnatun min waliihi. That we have to have a sunnah, a tradition, a custom, a way, a path of life based on our Lord. One sunnah based on the Prophet, on our Nabi, and on the Wali. And he says, وَأَمَّا سُنَّةُ مِنْ نَبِيِّهِ فَمُدَارَاتُ النَّاسِ. As for the sunnah of his Prophet, it is to be kind with the people. It is to be gentle, to be respectful to people. You know, if we were to study the life of Rasulullah, and that would take us probably an entire lifetime to analyze his biography, pre-birth, he had a pre-earthly existence, to study that area, his birth and the pre-prophethood and then post-prophethood, we would see a man of consistency. He didn't flip-flop. He didn't change. It wasn't that when he was before the prophethood, before the Nabuwa was announced, it wasn't at that time that he was, you know, rude and arrogant to the people. And then when he officially began the Nabuwa, when he officially began the Ba'athah, when Allah began the official outward prophethood, that he has a change of character. No, he was always a man of character, always a man of principle. And we've all heard the stories how he's called As-Sadiq and Al-Amin. He's the truthful and the trustworthy. And that quality, those qualities and characteristics of the Messenger of Allah, they were for everybody. Right? I'll give you just one example of the Quran. In chapter number 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse 159. It's a beautiful verse how Allah describes the Prophet. Now keep in mind that this verse has a historical significance because it was revealed after the Battle of Uhud. If you'll recall your history, Uhud was a major battle that took place in Medina, the first major battle in Medina. The Muslims had the upper hand, they were winning the war. Rasulullah told the Muslims to maintain their position on the mountain, not to leave, not to move even an inch, to stay in their position. We know that after the Muslims had made major successes on the battlefield, some of the companions saw the spoils of war, the booty, and they ran to get it. And that is where the Muslims faced a tremendous loss. The uncle of the Prophet was killed. Many of the great companions were martyred in that battle. And so in the context of the companions feeling hurt, of feeling upset of what happened, of them disobeying the Messenger of Allah, and thereby losing the Battle of Uhud, Allah reveals verse 159 of Surah Ali Imran. Because how was the Prophet now going to deal? You know, you've disobeyed your commander-in-chief, you've disobeyed the leader of the military, you know, you could be court-martialed. You can be held in contempt and executed maybe in a secular society if you've disobeyed your commander. But how does Allah tell the Prophet to deal with those who disobeyed him? Allah says, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةً مِنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. Allah says, it is through the mercy of God that you, the Prophet, are compassionate and gentle with the people, with your companions in specific. Again, they've just disobeyed you. They have done acts against the Muslim army that have resulted in the deaths of tens or hundreds of companions and members of the, you know, elite military unit of the Prophet. He had every right to reprimand them. But Allah says, it is a mercy from Allah that you are lenient with these individuals. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَذًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَذُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. Allah says, had you been very stern, very aggressive, very hard-hearted, very, you know, a very condescending nature to your companions, لَنْفَذُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ, they would have run away from you. They would have left Islam. Right? They would not have been able to deal with that kind of an attitude. As it is, they've just lost the war. They've lost friends, family members. They've lost the wealth that they could have accumulated from the war. And now if the Prophet were to be very harsh with them and rude to them, they would have probably left Islam or become extra hypocritical and destroyed Islam from within if they saw a negative attitude. Right? So Allah says what? He says, فَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ فَإِذَا أَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ. Some interesting points here. You know, Allah says, after the fact that they would have left Islam or left, you know, being around you, Allah says, forgive them. Right? Simple commandment, forgive them. But the next word is actually quite interesting, where Allah says, وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ, make dua for their forgiveness. You know, this concept we hear around that shafa'at, tawassul, that this is haram, go directly to Allah, why do you have to go to the dhari of the imam or the prophet and ask, or why do we recite dua tawassul? Just pray to Allah, right? Why didn't Allah say that in this verse? Why didn't He just say, forgive them, and then tell them to pray to Allah? No, but He says, وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ, seek forgiveness for them from Allah. Showing us that there is a need, brothers and sisters, to connect to the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt. Not that we pray to them, but we pray to Allah through them. Or we ask them to make dua on our behalf. Recognizing, first of all, that we have committed a mistake, that we've done wrong, and we're trying to make amends. And then we turn to Rasulullah, we say, Ya Rasulullah, Allah has told me in the Quran multiple times to turn to you and to ask you, for you to ask Allah on my behalf. So I ask you, Ya Rasulullah, that you ask Allah to forgive me as I ask Allah for forgiveness. It's very important, brothers and sisters, to recognize that this is a very continuous theme in the Quran, that you go to the Prophet and you ask him to ask Allah for forgiveness. Nabi Yaqub, his children did the same thing. When they came after they had tormented and done what they did to Prophet Yusuf, peace be upon him, they came to Nabi Yaqub and they said, oh, our father, forgive us for what we have done. And he says, I will very shortly in the future make dua to Allah to forgive you. Again, Nabi Yaqub could have said, this is shirk. What are you telling me to make dua to Allah for you? You go and pray to God directly. But we have this example multiple times. You go to the Prophet of Allah and you ask him to ask Allah through the power of intercession that he has been given by Allah. And you look at the life of Rasulullah in the light of this kind of a verse where Allah says it is a rahmah, it is a mercy from God that you are compassionate. You look at so many examples, the Battle of Uhud with the Sahaba, with the companions. Allah tells the Prophet, forgive them. They made a mistake. Hopefully they'll learn from their mistakes. He can't go around just, you know, being violent or aggressive with people because they make mistakes. As we should also recognize that we live in a family, we live in a community. People make mistakes in the community. People make mistakes in a family, right? The goal is to forgive and forget. Husband and wife have arguments, it's natural. Right? The goal is though to discuss, to talk it out, talk out what happened. Don't go to bed angry, right? Discuss why there was a fight or a disagreement, or maybe between the children and the parents, there may be a war of words at home. The parents don't understand the new generation, the youth don't understand the parents. It's gonna happen. We're gonna have conflicts in the family, in a community, in a faith community. As the Quran says, forgive and discuss and chart out where, how we can move forward in life.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حالي حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.